So, Mr. Walton, it appears that you were right, and that Hiram Meltzner did in fact cheat you out of 1,998 pigs all those years ago. And as Hiram's only living direct descendant, it is up to me to make the debt good.
You really did all that for your grandpap?
No, sir. Not just for him, but for the entire family.
Oh, you're a tribute to the Melchner and Mushnick people, Eugene. Now, how much can you afford to pay a month?
Grandpa?
What?
You're not really going to make him pay, are you?
Well, why not? You think just because you both did a little detective work that should cancel a lifetime of debt? That doesn't change anything. I want to be paid.
I agree. It is my responsibility to right the wrong of my ancestor.
Well, yeah, but I don't agree. I've been putting up with this long enough, Grandpa. Now, this kind of thing has got to...
What in the Sam Hill?
I think there's somebody at the door.
No kidding. Well, don't just stand there. Answer it.
All right, all right. Mr. Reams.
Are all you people deaf? I've been pounding on that door for 10 minutes. Think I ruined McCain.
Mr. Reams, what are you doing here?
I come over because I believe I have the answer to the problem.
Reams, what in the wide world of sports are you talking about?
If you'll be quiet, Borealis, I'll tell you. Now, Eugene, did you find a waybill or a shipment order?
Yes, sir, we did.
Well, let me see it. Just as I thought.
What?
Your grandfather was a great man. But he didn't talk much. You know why?
Because he was thinking?
Nope. Because he had a lisp. And as a doctor, he thought it made him sound kind of silly. Borealis P. Walton, Hiram Meltzner sent you exactly what he said he was sending you. Not 2,025 pigs, but 2 sows and 25 pigs.
What?
That's right. See here, a confirmed shipment of 25 male and 2 female pigs signed and approved. Which, by the way, was still a good bargain for $150.
Then my grandfather
was as innocent as the day is long.
Well, what do you say now, Grandpa?
I don't have anything to say. I refuse to believe it.
What? But there's the proof in black and white.
I don't care if it's in purple with pink polka dots. I don't believe it. This is just another Melchner trick to get out of paying what you owe.
But, sir, I really believe now that I don't owe you anything.
I knew it.
I knew it. That's it. I want you all off this property right now.
Grandpa, this is just ridiculous.
Oh, I'm ridiculous, am I? Well, then, you don't need a ridiculous old man around you. I'm not going to stay here. Just put it with this kind of door.
Grandpa! Get out of here right now. Grandpa! Ah, oh, I don't believe this. Goodbye, Mr. Reams.
Goodbye. Take care. And come back and see me.
You okay, Eugene?
Yes. No. Melancholia has taken hold of me, Mr. Walton.
Eugene.
I simply can't believe that a person would hold on to ill feelings and anger for so many years and refuse to let them go even when faced with facts.
Well, some people have difficulty changing, Eugene. Not me, of course, but Grandpa Borealis is a stubborn old dog. It's hard to teach him new tricks.
But he has destroyed and continues to destroy family.
Yeah, that's what bitterness does, Eugene.
Well, I suppose I was destined to live a familyless life.
Well, I'm glad you're taking it lying down.
No, it's all right, Mr. Walton. You don't have to try to cheer me up.
I'm not trying to cheer you up. I'm trying to get you to help me figure out what we're going to do next year.
Next year?
Yes, Eugene. These reunions happen once a year. Just seems more often.
But your grandfather doesn't accept me.
Well, if he can be stubborn, then we can be stubborn. We can't just give up, Eugene. His bitterness destroyed. Now it's up to us to rebuild. Can't believe I'm saying this.
You do that for me?
Well, I have to. I mean, you're family. Can't believe I said that either. So what's it going to be?
Well, what did you have in mind?
Well, like I said, Grandpa is a stubborn old dog, so what we need to do is to throw him a bone of some sort.
A bone?
Yes. Now, what I was thinking is, what if when we go to Connellsville next year, we take him a bonus bone?
I think Bernard and Eugene are on the right track in helping Borealis. Sometimes we have to work extra hard to help people overcome their bitterness. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, "Let all bitterness and anger be put away from you. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other." That's the best way to handle someone holding a grudge. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.